We're grateful that this summer continues of getting the opportunity to hear stories from our congregation. We've been asking different people at RMC to pick a song or a scripture and to tell us a story about how and why that song emerges from their life and why it's important to them. And today, Leah will be sharing with us about from the song God of the Bible, which today we're pairing with this passage from John 1. John's gospel, unlike the other gospels, doesn't begin with angels or shepherds. There's no magi from the east, no pregnant teenager. It just begins with a word. And we learned that this word was at the beginning, letting us recall those first words of the Bible, in the beginning. This word was at creation, spinning into life all that is good. This word comes before all we know, setting down in the very order of stars and planets and water and birds, a power called life. This is how John introduces Jesus Christ. Because now this word has come into human life, living out all of human history, taking on all sorrow and destruction and terror into this body of Jesus, born of Mary, set down in the occupied territory of Judea in the first century. The word is revealed to us here in another word, the story we read each week together, that we discern together, the word of God that we learn about Jesus in the Bible. Today, Leah shares a song that reflects this John passage into the world for us. Jesus came to redeem all of creation, to break apart the very power of death, and to do it by inviting us into this new way of life, where those without power or status or money show us the way of God's beloved kingdom. Thanks for sharing with us today, Leah.
Yeah, thanks, Melissa. I'm super excited to be able to share. When Debbie first asked me, I was really excited because I love singing with you guys. There's a whole bunch of church songs that are really important to me and I really love. And so I was like, yes, I get to pick what we get to sing. But I thought about it really hard for like a week. And I just like couldn't pick. There's too many songs that I love. And what I realized is, I don't really have like one song that stands out to me that I have a story to share about. It's more like I have a lot of little songs that I think about a lot that really impact my life. And I realized that these songs really shape my relationship with God, and they've shaped my relationships with the various churches I've attended throughout my life. And so instead of really focusing on God of the Bible, although I'll talk about it a little bit, I decided I'd rather share more about what church songs mean to me in general, what they've meant throughout my life. So in general, I'm not someone who listens to music all that often, especially compared to RJ, who listens to music constantly. I realized like I like music and I listen to like some more pop music, but it's not something that overwhelms my life that I do constantly. And I think because of that, church music sort of stands out and seems more significant. Like when I was a kid, I knew a whole bunch of hymns and like a few Beatles songs, but that was kind of it. And so church music is something that feels familiar and comforting and like a big part of my life. And so because of that familiarity and that comfort, whenever I'm paranoid or anxious or scared, you know, like awake at 2 a.m. thinking about all the terrible things in the world and realizing it's dark and someone could break into your house and everything sort of builds on itself and you're worried and anxious, then the way I calm myself down and sort of am able to get myself to sleep is by singing, or singing in my head. Things like Be Still and Know That I Am God, or Don't I Know Beast. And these songs sort of pacify my worries. They're repetitive, and so they just calm me down and help me remember that I'm not alone, that God is always here, and I can sort of picture him like enveloping me and comforting me. When I lived in Argentina for a semester, I felt a lot more lonely because I was separated from this community that I had, and I had some friends, but it wasn't like I was tied into the country or the city or the community as much. And one evening I was hanging out in my room and I heard music drifting through the window, like people singing from the courtyard outside. And after some investigation, I discovered that there was actually a church right around the corner from the apartment building I was living in. And eventually I worked up the courage to start attending La Iglesia Cristiana Evangelica Bautista de Barrio Norte. And that was really impactful to me because it was the music that drew me in. And then once I got there, I loved singing with those guys. And we sang a lot of songs that we sing here in English, just a slightly different version in Spanish. And so the music is what really connected me to that community. And a lot of my most powerful church-related memories are connected to singing and song. And when we're all able to gather and sing God's praise and feel that harmony and you just belt it out, and I feel so connected to everyone in this church, and I sort of get like a shiver down my spine. And that feeling reminds me that God is with me and with us and just sort of in this space. And there's a few songs that always make me feel that way. One of which is In Christ Alone. And there's like this one line in the last stanza: no power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hand. And it's just this like powerful moment because of the way the music swells and everything's building. But it also has this really clear message that nothing anyone, any person in this world can do is enough to take away God's love, to take away his presence and his comfort. That he is always with us. And he always holds us in his hands. And I realized that a lot of my favorite songs, including God of the Bible, sort of share this constancy of God's love, but also this intense imagery that like plucking from his hand, or pretty much any line in God of the Bible has this really tangible, actionable, relatable imagery that's really intense. And it just, like, God of the Bible, in addition to saying like God is always here, he's faithful, he's fresh every morning, but he never changes. A lot of the verses also talk about what we can do in God's world. And I find that so helpful when songs and scripture just sort of tell you what they're trying to say instead of you having to puzzle it out. But in God of the Bible, so for example, the fourth verse says, the world is changing by God's fearless and faithful people, lighting the way like small paper lanterns. It's very visual. You can see like, oh, I can be one of those lanterns lighting the way. Or in the fifth verse that we just sang, how we must have hope because even though the world we live in is tumultuous and there's all this trouble in it, it's hope that will bond us together and keep us going. And I think that every verse, every word in the song really could be taken as a personal mantra, reminding us of how God loves us and shapes us, but also how we can act in our world and change it for the better, like keeping him with us all the way. And especially right now, I find that so encouraging and so life-giving to have that reminder just all the time. And I just cling to the lyrics in this song and the joy that it brings me. It has been incredibly hard these last months not being able to sing with you all, especially singing this song. Hannah did a great job, but it's just not the same. And in college and in Colorado, the churches I attended only had like 10 people, so it really didn't feel the same either. And so this just long stretch of my life has been really frustrating because, as I've described, the music that we make together each week is incredibly important to me and incredibly life-giving and joy-giving, and it just brings me so much happiness. And I'm so glad I've gotten to be a part of that with you all. And I really look forward to doing it again someday, hopefully. And I think that'll just be really joyous when we can finally all get together safely and sing again and make music. So, thank you guys for making music with me, and hopefully someday again you can do it.